Today we will start from the impermanent, okay? Today the precious of the human rebirth, okay? Okay, precious of the human rebirth. So I think last time I gave you the homework, isn't it?
Yes, Kela.
Yeah, do you remember? Can you just tell them? Okay, fine. I hope you all have done the homework. Fine. So generally, there are the two type of the generally in the ancient time, there the Buddhism way of the teaching the Buddhism. So they will ask the student to meditate on one point. So they will ask the student 3 days, 7 days like that. They will ask them to meditate. Then after the 6, 3 or 7 days, then they will discuss with the student about their experience. Then we will change the steps, meditation steps like that. So just like this is ancient time, okay. Okay, so that's why, as I told you before, what you have to do. So that's why today, maybe, okay, today what we will do is that talk from the precious of the human rebirth, of a later part of the precious of human rebirth, I will talk on that point, okay? Okay. Today we will have a little bit of the short class, okay? Today I have a little bit of the short class. I have some other thing to do. We will have a short, okay, a little bit short class, okay? Okay, now you can see that today maybe generally is the it's just like that when we obtain the human rebirth. So when we obtain the human rebirth, what we can it's a human rebirth is very precious. One point is a very precious, as I told the last time. Okay, so that's why the human rebirth, whenever we attend the human rebirth, we have to know the two things. So that's why the human rebirth is the two things we have to understand when we obtain the human rebirth, okay? First thing is that generally when we obtain the human rebirth, what we have to think is, as I told you before, that we have to feel that it's a very precious. And the second thing is that in that precious of the human life, what we have to do, the right things or good things we have to do. So that's why in the life, our life, that we will think the one thing that we will do the good things later and later, later. But that's why the Buddha have talked about the impermanent. What we obtain the human life, but that will not remain the forever. It's we call the impermanent. So
Yes.
that's why human life is something like that we have to know that it's impermanent. It will remain forever. We have to understand everything is impermanent. Impermanent, it won't remember forever. Okay, it won't be forever. Okay. Oh, do it like that. That's what we have to understand the impermanence. Because understanding the impermanence in our life, when we lose someone very close one, we will feel very sad. Very sad. That is a natural, our human nature. So that's why what you can do, what we can see is that when the human life, when we lost someone very close, we will feel very sad. Generally, in this point, generally we have to understand the one thing that everything is impermanent. Everything can disappear, can be end. So this is the one thing we have to understand. So that's why that there is a one very famous story of the one of the Sufi master. I think you have heard or not that Sufi master. Sufi is the one of the religion in the Middle East religion. I think it's in the Iran or this part in the ancient time. There's a one religion called the Sufi. There's a one master of the Sufi master. There's a very famous story of that master.
Yep.
So there's a one master, he visited the king's place. It's a thousands back years back story. That master visited the king's palace in the Arab world, in the Arab town. Arab. So Aram in the that in the Arab when he was going to the Arab king's palace in the palace after before he was entering, he just guards have stopped him from going into the palace, king's palace. Then he told me that they let him in the hotel guest house. He want to go in the guest house. They don't let him in, so
Okay.
he told that they let me in the guest house. I want to go in the guest house. So that's why when he was that stopping that, then he shouted that the let me in the guest house, let me go in the guest house. The guards of the palace told him that you gone the crazy. This is not a guest house, this is a king's palace. So you cannot enter it without a king's consent. So that's why then he shouted quite loud. The master shouted quite loud and said, "Let me in the guest house, let me in the guest house." So later on, the argument was heard by the king. So king told them that master should let that master come in my palace. So when the master, when the kings let the master inside of his palace, then king asked the master, "Why you are shouting outside and telling that you want to come in the guest house? This is not a guest house. This is a king's palace. You have to understand it." So what happened is that then the king told him, that the master told him that I came here. I told this is a guest house, because I can prove it. It's a guest house. King told him that you are the totally crazy. So that the Sufi master raised the question to the king of the dead Arab, king of the dead Arab, and asked raised the question. He raised that question and he asked the king that when I came here 20 years back once, at that time you are not on that throne. Who is the person that's sitting on that throne right now where you are sitting? King told that that's my grandpa, that's my grandfather. He was a king, so he's sitting on that throne. Then he asked the question that the master asked the second question. He told that when I come here once again before 10 years, you are not on that throne. Who is the person sitting on that throne? So then the master told him, okay. Then the master told him, okay, now you are sitting on the throne. If I come after the 10 years, you won't be on that throne. Some other will sit on that throne. So that's why I'm calling that this is a guest house. People are coming and going and coming and going. So that's why, as I told the last time, one point, the world is like a guest house. Millions of the people comes, millions of the people goes. If you look at this world, millions of people are coming and millions of people are going. We will also have a one certain time to come and go. But before the leaving the world, as I told before, we should have a very good life, happy life. That's most important thing. Every moment is impermanent. It won't remember. It won't remain. Every moment is a momentary. It will end. So that's why we have to understand that this human precious life will also end. So before the end of our life, we have to do the good things. We have to live properly. That's important. So that's why Buddha talk about the impermanent. Impermanent is something like that. The death is a certain. We cannot escape the death. That we have to accept at this point. So we don't have to think at that point that we are going to die. We don't have to think that point. We have to think that what will we do before the death comes? That's the most important question. So this is the most important thing what we have to know. This is the most important question in our life. So that's why in the Buddhism, when we talk about the impermanence, we have to remind that we should have, even we are having the one day like us. We have, as I told yesterday, when you wake up, when you can wake up, you can feel the joy that you have not died till yesterday. Every day when we are living, we can feel the joy that we are not died. We have the one day to live.
Yes.
That's why when you look at the mental state, when you look at these also like the thing that then you will feel that if you are not dead, then every moment you will feel the joy of the living. Because once you're not thinking about the impermanence, once you are not thinking about the impermanence, every moment is not living of the joy. When you think about it this way, when you are not died today, then you will feel happy to live to the one day. So mind is a very strange. Mind is a very strange that you can make your mind as happy from the inside. You can make the unhappy from the inside. It's up to you. So there is a one disease called the schizophrenic. And the disease is a mental disease. Schizophrenics is some disease that the people used to think that someone else is going to hurt them. Someone else is going to hurt them. So they will get scared and scared and scared. They will make very unhappy for the self. This is one type of mental disease. It's called the schizophrenics. So something like that, the mind. So even I have met like these people, patients of that disease. So they will make it their mind, they will make it their own, their self too much. They will make it. So mind is something like that. Once you think too much on the some point, then in the reality you will start to see there's so many negative things. So that's why same thing that when happiness is something like that way of the how you things, it make a lot of the changes. So it will bring a lot of the joy inside of your mind, how you way you think. When you think it very rightly and properly, then there will be the lot of the immense of the joy will come inside of your mind. So when you think the very wrongly in a negative way, the mind will also, it will affect lots in our mental state. So as the, you can look at the main disease called the schizophrenics. It's not a something disease like a, you get from the other, okay? Okay. Okay, so this is something like that. So that's why there is a one song of the Miller River. There's one song and he will sing that in, while I'm staying in the empty cave, there's a lot of the joy comes in my mind. They hear one song of the Miller River, one song. So this is, so that's why the, when you Buddhism, when you talk about the impermanence, so that's why we're the, having the certain time. So we will, no one know, we will no one know that the, when the death will come. Even when we think the one day we are living, when one day to live, right now we have the living, we have not dead yet. At this point, we will have the so many reasons to feel the joy, to be the happy. So that's why, yeah. So now, so that's why the one point that the very strange thing in my life, I will tell you the one thing. I was just talking with one of the mental patient. Mentally unstable, okay? Mentally unstable, stable one person. So generally, every most of the question, he will give a very unrelated answers, yeah. But I ask the one question, sometimes, do you feel scared? So he told me the one thing that I scare the most is the death. Even the mentally unstable, still they can feel it very strongly. So just like that, the scare is, so that's why impermanent is, does not mean that we have to feel the scare. Impermanence is teaching us to the, before that, live rightly, live happily, live nicely, live properly. That's the most important thing. So that's why last time I told you that sometimes we forget that how lucky we are. Yeah. So that's why the, now the imp, now the here we are once where you can see in the lumbering point, it's talk about the precious of the human birth, even the precious of the human rebirth, that what we talk about, that it's impermanent. Impermanent is something like that, it won't remain the forever. And that before the impermanence of our human precious body ends, before that, what we have to do? Good things. Before that, we have to live properly. Everything, that's the one thing we have to keep in the mind and think again and again. Right. So that's why the mentally, when you think the properly and the, when your mental state is a very stable and the peaceful, definitely the, your healthy physical health will be also be much better. When you're the mentally so much of the disturbed, it will really hurt the, your physical also state. So that's why the, have you heard the Plato? The Plato is the one of the Western philosopher. He told that the physician's biggest mistake is to try to treat the only the physical, not the mental. That is the physician, the biggest mistake. You know the Plato. Plato is the one of the Western philosopher. So that's why one important thing is that physically when you have to need a very healthy, that's everyone is. It's also once you need a physically healthy, also you have to think a little bit of the way of the how you think. When you have the too much of the tense in the, if you carry in the mind, it will really hurt your physical also. So that's why you are giving in the that's why the mentally, so that's why up till that the when after the Buddha's when the Buddha's time, where they have talked about the mental, so much of the meditations or the technique, this also one I consider as the mental exercise. So that's why, and now the second thing is, as I told, the impermanent issue. When impermanent issue is something like that, impermanent is something like that, what we have to do is impermanent is the most important thing of the impermanent is what you have to understand is that impermanent is something it will give a really the lots of the hopes. Lot of hope to us. Okay, so impermanent is something like the example. So when we are the facing the problem, when you look at any problem, when you look at as the impermanent, then you will feel that you can overcome it. So that's why the impermanent is something like that. Whenever you look at the, any of the, your problem, the most important thing is that whenever you look at the problem, we should not think that the problem will remain there forever. We have to look this problem from the impermanent side. So whenever you look at the, when we have to face the problem, we will not look at that problem or the suffering with the impermanent side. So that's why once we look at the impermanent side, it won't remain there forever. So it means that we can overcome it. Then we will gain the hope. Once you have the hope in the life, then they will everything. So that's why the most important thing is every day there's a look at the impermanent size. I will give you the one of the, my life experience. So in generally, the what we can see is that in the general in the our life, there are so much of the, I mean, the up and downs as it comes in our life. This is the one part of our life. So up and down is, so once we look at the every of the up and downs comes, first we have to think that way, impermanent way, that whatever the problems of the our comes in our life, that we have to think that side of the impermanent side. Impermanent side, when you look at the impermanent side, then you will think that it will not remain the forever. It can be changed. So I think you all remember the one story last time I told in the Ho Chi Minh, that the story about the boy who committed the suicide, which the boy who don't, I told him to meet, he when he was wanting to meet me, I'm very busy at that moment, and I asked to meet me after the 1 month. So after the 2 weeks, I heard that he committed the suicide. I think you all remember that story. Do you all remember
Yes.
that story? Can I ask them? Yeah. So few days after that, the news, I was terribly mentally very much, feel very stressed. Also, I thought that why I have saying that I will meet the 1 month. So in the few days, I thought that maybe if I meet him that just the 2 weeks before, maybe I could see him. So that's why then I thought that now I could, what happiness have I cannot do anything. So that's why I think that now I can change a lot later. So that's why later on I thought that there's so much of the Buddhism message should be given to the so many peoples. So then I started my giving the teaching with the many different places. Then I started giving the drug rehabilitation center, prison, kid detention center. So all this, then I started. Because I feel that now this is a very important message I should give to all the human, not only for the Buddhist. So this is a one story that in the Taiwan, I went to, so I've started a few times. I give the talks in the one of the girls' teenage prison, I mean, girl detention center. They call it teenage girl prison. So after the few times of talking, there's a one few girls over there. They told, so we just discuss about them in the general way of the thinking. I'm just giving the talks on these issues. So on this issue, I also said talk the same points that the impermanent. You have to think that you won't remain in this prison all the time. You have to think that also that it will change. The think the more positive for the future. There's one girl in the prison. Okay, there's a Taiwan prison. There's one small girl, maybe around 16 or 17 years old. Then generally I ask them what you want to do after the getting out of the prison. There's a girl, one 16 or 17 years old. She told me that she want to open the restaurant. And she will give me the free food whenever I come to her restaurant. So one point, I feel very happy. She had the hope, getting out and do something, hope. That's very important. So one question, in the general prison, I asked, they did so many questions they're asking, so I just asked them to write the question of the paper, right? So there's one prisoner question, very sad question. He told me that he cannot go, now he sees it's a very long sentence he have to serve. He cannot go out of this prison in this life. What use of the living like that? He want to die.
Yes.
What do you have to think? Very sad one question. We have the all the questions we are given that. We have the all the questions people write in the paper. So one thing, so that's that they're not knowing the precious of the human life. Even if the precious of the human life, wherever you reside is not important. How you think is the most important. So now you look at ourselves. We are not like that. We can go wherever, we are the totally free. Once you look at this also one's point, you will feel that how lucky we are. So after his question, I feel the 2 points. One thing very sad, looking from his point of view. Really, I feel very sad. Point looking from the myself, roaming up and down wherever I'm going up and down, I feel very lucky. So that's why the most important thing, that's why the when the Buddha is talking about the impermanence and all this issue, he was not just scaring us. When you talk about the death, he's not trying to scare us. Just trying to teach us that now we have a certain limit of the time of the to stay. In that limit, we should not waste our time. That's the most important message you want to give us. So in English, there is one thing: time you have wasted, the time you have wasted is lost forever. Okay, so that's why now then. Now the one question, other question comes. Okay, now the certain death is a certain. So from this point of view, the death is a certain. After the death, what will help us? That's one question comes again. After the death, what will help us? So after the death, only the good karma can help us. So good karma is whether you do, the good karma is something like that we can, what we're doing is just like that we are putting the seed, so it will grow later. So one thing we can say that the, how can we see that the good karma will help us after death? So at this point, we have to look at the very deep way. So generally, look at our life. Sometimes the work we are doing, just example what we are doing, like telling the lie. Okay, example, tell the lie. Yes. It's one of the negative karma. When you tell the too much of the lie, what will happen? People will lose the trust. When you tell the truth, most of the time, you will gain the trust of the other. We can accept this point, isn't it? Everyone can accept at this point. This point isn't what we can see. It's a reality point. So here you can see that gaining the trust of the other is one of the very, what all we want. What we all want, we have to gain the trust of the other. This is a very positive thing. To get the positive result, what you have to do? You have to do the some of the positive action. To gain the negative result, what you have to do? You have to do the some of the negative action. That is the general point. That is a universal fact up till here, okay? So that's why what we can see is that's why even in the sometimes in our life, sometimes we will face some of the difficulties that beyond our explains. I will give you the very, very true incident. It came in the newspaper, I think several years back, and it came in the newspaper. So there's I think it's in Taiwan, the one person tried to commit the suicide, he jumped from the building. So what happened is after he was jumping, he hit on some other person who were going on the road. He hit on that person and the person who wanted to commit the suicide had not. He just landed on the circle passing the road. He landed on that person and that person died. He just, when he jumped from high building, he hit on the someone else. He was land on the someone else. So the person who wanted to commit a suicide had not died. And the person that person have died. So when you look at why it's happened, there person's going that, why he hit on that particular person. So karma works is a very strange, sometimes it goes beyond that because of the karma. So it says karma, sometimes it's a very strange that because of the karma, it's a very strange that even he was trying to commit a suicide and jump from the building, why he is hitting on that particular person? That particular person. Why he didn't hit on the others? These all questions, because of the karma, the person who are going on the road, maybe the karma to die like that way. So sometimes the karma issue is a very strange that it's very difficult. It is beyond our experience. So the one of the news article I saw that the one person carried the bullets in his head for the 72 hours, but still he have not died. They're carrying the bullet in his head. He was hit by the bullet. He was hit by someone else with the gun. So he was carrying the bullet in his head for the 72 hours, but still he have not died. So it's a very strange that some persons like that, why he's not dead? Even he's carrying the brain in his bullet in his brain. So yes. This is some issue of the karma. So some of the karma of the action. So he might have a very positive action he have carrying from the past life that he saved. Even he was carrying the bullet in his head. Even someone hit the bullet on his head. So many years back, I was just walking in the one shop. So I just job shop in the, that's in the South India. So that shopkeeper had just a little bit of he is having the foot problem. I mean the feet problem. His feet was a fracture and he was just minded his fracture of the feet. So he told me he broke his leg. So it took 3 or 4 months to start to recover. Now he's getting better. So I asked him how you broke. His story is a very strange that he told me that while he was sleeping, he just fell from the bed and he broke his feet. So that he told me that so many people told him that it's very strange. There's so many people sometimes fall from the one floor, they will just land it very rightly. So you are just falling from the bed and the broke your leg.
Yes.
So if you ask this question, why he broke his leg after falling from the bed, why? So this issue is something to deal with the karma, past life, strong negative karma. So he is having that. So that's just the incident, the falling from the bed is just incident. In the reality, he is having the very strong karma. So that incident triggered his karma. So that's why now I will come back. The karma is some issue that only the Buddha will know that everything is very rightly. So that's why it's once we're creating the right karma is that, so it will help us after the death. So that's why they are saying death is after the death we will carry the only the two things, our good karma and the bad karma. So that's why only our good karma can help us after the death. So that's why now we will come into that, but that we have obtained the human precious human rebirth. It will not human precious human rebirth. That's why we can have the lots of the, that we can have the reason to joy, feel the joy. It's not remain the impermanent. So that's why we have to think that what we're living, how many days what we live, how many years what we live, whether it rightly, nicely, happily. So that's why if you look generally, one point, if you look from the all these sides from to the life, then you will feel the more and more joy inside. So once in our life, we will look at a life in the more on the negative side. Because I can say that when you are the free time, you will think the more positive things or negative things, then you will know. So when we have the more free time, we will think the more negative things. We will think the all negative points of the other, mistakes of the others, all these things we will think again on negative sides. So it means that we are looking at the life and our way of the looking at the life is a very negative way. So that makes us more stress in our mind. So that's why most of the unnecessary thinkings, unnecessary negative thoughts, unnecessary thinking on the negative sides, that will bring us a lot of the unnecessary dents in our mind, in our life. Unnecessary and the negative thought arises because of the when you are talking too much of the unnecessary and the negative things. Unnecessary things and negative things of the others too much, then negative thoughts will come. So that's why it depends on so in the monastery, sometimes I used to talk with the kids, small kid monks. Sometimes I do 1 or 2 hours like that with the kids at the evening when I was free. So most of the time their kids there, the topic is a game. So they introduced me a lot of the games. There is one game called the cricket. This is quite famous in India and in Nepal. So they talk lots about that game. So I got a fairly good idea of that game. So what do you call that? Do you have that? I don't think you have that game in Vietnam.
I think we have, but not popular.
Are you sure? I don't think you. I think you follow the mostly baseball, isn't it, Vietnam?
We have the football, baseball.
I said this is a game like a baseball, not exactly baseball, okay? India, it's a quite popular. India and Nepal, that game is quite popular. So kids, they always, in monastery, sometimes small monks, they talk a lot. So I come to talk with them this game. So I got a very good, quite a fair idea of that game. Because they like the talks and talk, then the thoughts will arise. So same thing that when you talk too much of negative and all the points, so you will get the more negative thoughts.
Yes.
So that's why when the Buddhism is talking more the way of the looking of how the positive ways to every issues. So when you talk about the positive issues and more, that generally automatically the positive thought will come in our mind more. Okay, so the one thing that, so I think today's the homework is just like that, okay? Now as I told you, the yesterday homework and today's homework is just look by what you have to do is to think the more the impermanence, okay? Impermanent side of every problem, every of the things you have to look more in the impermanent side, okay? That is the way how you have to look, okay? Then when you think about that, then it will become the habit. Once you become the habit, then every problem comes, then you will just automatically in your mind, it will become as the impermanent. Then you will get courage, okay? Yes. That's you have to make as a habit, okay? So that's why, okay, that's why, yeah, clear, isn't it? So that's why what you have to do is that, okay? Okay, so this is the today's homework, okay, that you have to think of the mode, that positive sides, okay? So that's why it talks about the impermanent, okay, when you look at the impermanent, okay? Okay, then every of the problem, the whatever, impermanent, okay? So that's what look at, okay, that's why. Tibetan, we have a saying that now the students are becoming the better than the teacher. So I think now it's become like that. Now you also now becoming the better than me. So you all know. Okay, thank you. Okay, see you next time. Yeah. Okay, thank you.